My thoughts, laden with light and forgetting, do they push forward in time or just backward to the outer edge of the picture? Do they bore more deeply in the ooze to that submerged place, dive down into the constellations of the deep where a reflection swims, a veduta drifts? Seen from this angle, the city thinks and imagines itself. Under the open sky, beneath bursting clouds, it swells. The eye of the diver who raised it has been wept dry. Vienna. Nonsensical Vienna. Titans tap on your roofs in the dark. All those gods watching over you are blind. They believed you immortal, lashed by rainstorms, inundated by the Danube's floods. They loved your illusion, as did all who came and stayed and left. Countless bell towers rang their hours of reckoning. The expiration date of each eternity had run out before it began. From the ground, I gather up the splinters of my attempts at love. Congealed sparks of light, great promises, airy fluff. Fortuna's shadow falls across my face. At random, a punchline. Riders galloping out of earlier ages. Above glistening squares sit enthroned heroes and warriors, alternating with nymphs and choreae. White horses dance ballet. A Slovenian lout swindles salt from the emperor's pocket. A bee colony flees under the empress's skirts. Just bees, Slovenians who swarm and surge. A visionary invents the living wheel in outer space. His observatory glows. A censor chastens and forges the neighbor's languages. A poet flees from the seamstress who feeds him. A prisoner recapitulates his novel in his cell. The empress's rustling skirts over the gravel. The nautilus lies in the watery depths. Its chambers are empty. Its chambers are black. The empress lifts off into space. The city divided into internal and external, into visible and invisible. On these boundaries I lived. Neither at home nor abroad, neither arrived nor departed. Each withered cactus in a neglected display case, each dusty window in the side streets where I lived was as familiar as the name of a body part and just as strange. Beautiful residence. Lavish in any case, with the embellishment of its history. The old palaces fossilized into casings once the mollusks had moved out. Their former subjects now populate them as guests. They stroll along the ring as if awakening, lethargically in the eiderdown of their losses. What elsewhere would be a catastrophe and spark protests is peacefully tolerated here, Milena writes. She knows that Vienna is on the last legs of its glory. It will reinvent itself one day when only the name, Milena, will survive it. Everything will be freshly priced, offered, and contrived as myth. Idols with resonant names and a blood-soaked history attached spent their temporary exile on roofs and facades. Sentenced to silence, they paused in summoning the oceans. In the battle against the eternal enemy, their lethal victory signs froze. The fanfares from above, who followed their call? Even the goddess Fama could no longer understand the chatter that hummed on all sides. Full of melancholy, the thinkers lay their weighty heads under the pigeons' feet. the globe no longer rolled. It stayed in place. In the beams of a city that engulfed it. I recently dreamt of a city built upon sleeping sand. When I awoke, it strewed sand, fine-grained in my eyes. It trickled into me, or did I sink into it, in the estuary of those student days that flowed into the past, never to return? The report of moments arrayed in pictures that tell a fleeting story, yet conceal everything that actually happened. The spines of books on shelves, the chink of light, rich with dust, in the reading room of a library. The chair legs scraping against the parquet. The screeching and pounding of the tram car in the curve at the outlet of an alley. The streaks of water on a coffee tray. Barely visible, barely audible flotsam of those days. Ever since the gleaming city at the foot of the Nussberg disappeared in my lens and sank within me, I have been searching for it, holding its reflection, myself, as I saw it then.